Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Hey, it's our TOEIC unit. So we've got some really cool words and expressions that we're going to be learning. But we're also going to be talking about fast food, but not the kind you're really familiar with. You know, like McDonald's and Burger King, those kind of places. This fast food is a little different.
It certainly is. And of course, here in Taiwan, there are a lot of people who are vegetarians who don't want to eat meat for whatever reason. And some people may actually like the taste of hamburgers or cheeseburgers, but they don't eat them because of the meat in there. Well, this might appeal to you if you're a vegetarian. It's a meatless burger. It's a vegetarian burger. But it's actually kind of different here. They used to have those burger patties that were made out of beans or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But this one is actually new. It was kind of developed in the laboratory to actually be as close to meat as possible without actually being meat.
Yeah, I've seen these on TV over the past couple of months, you know, where they've had people do these taste tests where they have the fake hamburger and then the real meat. See if they can tell the difference. Everyone can tell the difference that I've watched take bites out of these plant-based burgers. Some, you know, say they're not so bad. I don't know. They're not for me. Would you be willing to try them, Tom?
I did last summer when I was back home. Burger King had the Incredible Burger Impossible Burger, I think. And I tried it. And, you know, I can't really tell the difference because usually burgers have a lot of other stuff in them, like tomatoes and lettuce and sauce and stuff like that. So to me, it didn't really make much difference. The only difference would be the price. And I think these things are kind of expensive right now. But who knows? They may catch on and they may help us reduce our dependency on meat, which has a lot of problems, which we'll also talk about as we listen to Randy and Joanna's conversation in today's lesson. So let's do that right now. Let's listen to them chat about fast food, but not as you know it. So what's this new product you want to introduce, and why should I sell it in my fast food restaurant?
It's a burger made entirely from plants.
You mean a vegetarian burger? I already stock one of those.
This is different. It's a plant-based burger that looks, feels, and most importantly, tastes like meat.
How does it do that?
My company has been experimenting with many different ingredients in our laboratory. We've hit on the perfect blend. We use beets to give it the red color of meat. And we add applesauce to make the burger turn brown when you cook it. Also, the recipe includes coconut oil and cocoa butter to make the texture resemble that of meat. Maybe you should try one.
Sure, but why are people going to buy one instead of my regular burgers?
A lot of people these days are looking to reduce the amount of red meat in their diet. However, they still enjoy the taste. These burgers allow them to have the best of both worlds. Also, these burgers are better for the environment, so people get the good feeling of knowing they're doing something to help save the planet.
Well, I'll consider adding them to my vegetarian menu.
It seems to me that you should follow the approach supermarkets are taking. They put plant-based meat in the meat section. Sales data shows they sell more that way.
Okay, let's get to it. The title of today's lesson is Fast Food, But Not As You Know It. Yes, it's fast food, but it's not the kind of fast food you usually expect. So when you go to fast food restaurants, they usually serve sandwiches that have meat in them. It could be a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a chicken burger, a fish burger. They've all got some sort of meat in them. But today we're focusing specifically on beef burgers. The meat usually in hamburgers is beef. So Randy begins the conversation. So, what's this new product you want to introduce? And why should I sell it in my fast food restaurant? So we can tell from this sentence that Randy is the boss, the manager of a certain fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanna, I guess, is trying to promote her company's product by talking to Randy. And she's got a new product for him to think about. A product, of course, is something that you can purchase, as opposed to a service. When somebody does something for you, that's a service. But if it's a product, it's actually something you can see and hold in your hands.
Something that's made usually in a factory. There are probably lots of people working on that particular product trying to produce it. Produce is the verb form, product is the noun, and production is the whole process of making something. So she sounds like she's a salesperson. So she's got something she wants to introduce and perhaps get Randy to buy for his own fast food restaurant in the future. She says, well, it's a burger made entirely from plants. So we know it's some sort of vegetarian product. It doesn't have any real meat. And Randy says, you mean a vegetarian burger? I already stock one of those. Vegetarian refers to things that are not made with animal products, especially meat. So we have people who are vegetarian who don't want to eat meat and sometimes stay away from even more than just animal products after they've been slaughtered or killed. Sometimes they go as far as to become vegans, which means you don't eat anything that comes from an animal. So he's thinking, oh, I know what you're talking about. These are those vegetarian burgers. They've been around quite a long time. I remember I had one maybe 15 years ago and I thought, ugh, I don't really like this. But, you know, I'm not a vegetarian. There are lots of my friends that are, so these are great for them. He says, I already stock one of those. If you stock something, it means you buy something, you have it in your supply, and you put it on your shelves to sell to customers or clients. And if you're out of stock, it means you don't have that particular product that you want your customers to buy. I already stock one of those. And we'll often use this word to talk about people who work in grocery stores like supermarkets. You know, he's a stock boy, stock girl, people who put products on the shelves.
You could use it as a verb. I'm stocking the shelves right now.
Yeah.
I'm putting the products on the shelves. But in this particular case, it just means that Randy has this particular product at his store. It's there in the refrigerator somewhere. So they're stocked there. They're on hand. If somebody orders a vegetarian burger, they can whip it up for that person and serve it. But as you said, this is kind of an old kind of product that's been around for quite some time. They're usually made with beans, as I said. There's a soybean burger that's been around for a while, but they don't really taste like beef. Okay. The difference is the new ones taste more like beef. And that's what Joanna says here. This is different. This is different from a vegetarian burger. It's a plant-based burger that looks, feels, and most importantly, tastes like meat. So it's based on plants. Plants are the main ingredient in this burger, but it tastes like meat. They're trying to get closer to the actual taste of meat. Some people might be fooled. Some people will still tell the difference.
Kind of looks like meat too. It's got that red color to it. It kind of looks like a hamburger if you look at it and you haven't tasted it. So he says, well, how does it do that? And then she introduces her company. My company's been experimenting with many different ingredients in our laboratory. So her company is the kind that works up in their laboratory and tests different kinds of products. You have to make sure the product is really good before you start selling it to consumers. And so they do have their own laboratory or lab. Typically, we just shorten that word to lab. I need to do some experiments for my chemistry class in the lab this afternoon. That's what we'll do in labs, at least in high school and college when I was there. So laboratory, she says, we've hit on the perfect blend. This is kind of slang, guys. If you hit on something, it means you've come up with kind of the perfect ingredients for something, or you've come up with the perfect method for something. Usually you hit on something after you've tried several different types of methods or maybe use different ingredients. But if you hit on the perfect flavor, it means, we've been trying different things and finally we think we found the perfect thing. Well, she says they've found the perfect blend, the different types of ingredients that go into this plant-based meat.
Yep, they've come up with the perfect blend, the perfect combination. We use beets to give it the red color of meat, and we add applesauce to make the burger turn brown when you cook it. Beet is kind of like a turnip, except it's red in color. We used to eat canned beets when I was a kid, I didn't really like them so much. I probably would enjoy them now, but when I was a kid, I didn't really like them. But beets are red, and so that gives the meat its color, the fake meat here. Mm-hmm. Applesauce will make it turn brown when you cook it. That's nice. That's what burgers do. When you grill them, they turn brown. Also, the recipe includes coconut oil and cocoa butter to make the texture resemble that of meat. Maybe you should try one. So these are some of the ingredients in this plant-based burger here. Coconut oil, oil from coconuts, mm-hmm. and cocoa butter. I guess that's some kind of oil that comes from cocoa. And they're all combined to make this kind of texture. This word texture here just means kind of the consistency or the quality of something. Like when you chew it, is it chewy? Is it kind of hard? Is it kind of soft? That refers to the texture of the food.
Cocoa butter is often an ingredient in sunscreens. So cocoa butter is something that I remember having in my suntan lotion and stuff growing up. So it's kind of weird that they have these different ingredients, and applesauce is sweet. Tom says texture is the feel, the appearance, the consistency of something, especially the surface of something. But if you're talking about food, to how it feels in your mouth, the texture. I often say I don't like to eat hong dou or red bean as an ingredient here because it's so mushy and blah, blah. The consistency or texture of bananas that, you know, you've chewed up in your mouth. It's not my favorite texture, but texture is important to people who are eating. That's one of the things that they either like or dislike. She says maybe you should try one. She feels like the texture is very close to that of meat or resembles that of meat.
And Randy says, well, sure, I could try one, but why are people going to buy one instead of my regular burgers? That's kind of the bottom line. If I buy this product from you, I need to know whether my customers are actually going to buy it and if I can make some money on it or if it's just going to sit in the freezer and go to waste.
Ooh, that's a good point. So Joanna's trying to sell him on these burgers. So she says a lot of people these days are looking to reduce the amount of red meat in their diet. My dad would be one. He hardly ever eats red meat. He just sticks to fish most of the time. He feels like it's healthier for him. She says, however, they still enjoy the taste. So even though they're trying to reduce the amount of red meat, it's not because they don't like it. It's because they're trying to be healthier or maybe trying to do something that's better for the planet. So these burgers allow these people to have the best of both worlds. This is a phrase we use quite often in English. If you have the best of both worlds, it just means you combine elements or the benefits from two different sides of an argument. You could say the best of both worlds, you know, to enjoy something or to maybe convince somebody to do something, to have the best of both worlds. Can you think of an example right off the top of your head for the best of both worlds?
Well, I guess if you live in the countryside, at least for me, you can enjoy fresh air and it's nice and quiet there. But with the internet, you can always order all the things you need. So that way I feel like I get the best of both worlds there.
Yeah.
I don't have to sacrifice one thing for the other.
Uh-huh.
How about you? You got any examples for that
phrase,
the best of both worlds?
I was thinking kind of the same thing. I love living in Taiwan. I lived here many, many years ago. And when I was here, I think we had one McDonald's. So there really wasn't any like Western food to be found. But now, because I love living here and I love my Taiwanese friends, now I can easily go and find some Western food when I need it or just get on the internet and order something that'll be shipped to me, which is also nice. So best of both worlds, you don't have to sacrifice. You can get something from one world or one area of life and another that usually you'd have to just pick one or the other. So the best of both worlds.
Or if you have a job you really like, you know, you get paid for it and you enjoy the job as well. So you're getting the best of both worlds there. You're getting two benefits from one thing. So that's what she's saying about these burgers here.
Yeah.
You can have the best of both worlds. You can be good for the planet and also enjoy something that tastes like a burger. Also, these burgers are better for the environment. environment, mm-hmm. as she goes on to say, so people get the good feeling of knowing they're doing something to help save the planet. As you know, meat production takes up a lot of land, and the world's population is increasing, and more people are eating meat, so they're having to, you know, chop down the Amazon rainforest to set up farmland and stuff like that, which affects the environment. So, hey, if we eat less meat and eat more plants, we might help save agriculture and save the planet.
Okay, so those are some reasons that she gives Randy for, you know, placing an order with her company. She's hoping he'll order. He says, well, I'll consider adding them to my vegetarian menu. Remember, he already carries some sort of vegetarian burger. But she says, well, it seems to me, she has an idea here, that you should follow the approach supermarkets are taking. What approach or what method are they using? Well, they put plant-based meat in the meat section, which is interesting. I wouldn't look for it there, to be honest. But she says sales data shows they sell more that way. In sales, of course, they always rely on their sales data, which is also called market research. They want to look and see how things have sold, why they've sold well, why they haven't sold well. And it helps them to, you know, change their sales approach or change their marketing plan. So this is her idea for him. Hey, don't put them with the vegetarian menu. You know, keep it with the meat and see if you might sell some more that way. We'll see if she wins him over.
It may become more common as, you know, we go into the future. So keep your eyes open for these kinds of burgers available at a fast food restaurant near you. Okay, we've finished up with our explanation. We've got some expressions to talk about and a discussion question in just a couple of minutes. But first, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 素食汉堡，环保新时尚。Joanna 向 Randy 介绍新产品，素食汉堡 A Vegetarian Burger。首先呢，我们先看 Joanna 的部分。她说 It's a burger made entirely from plants. Made from, 由什么制造而成，是过去分词被动形态，形容前面的 burger 表示被制成。Entirely, 完全地。有时候我们也会用 completely 或 thoroughly 来代换。Plants, 这里我们是指植物哦。但是有时候会当工厂。例如说 ,a recycling plant, 就是指回收厂。那 Randy 就接着回应了在第二句的地方。I already stock one of those. 我已经有供应那样的汉堡了。为什么要买你的呢 ?stock, 这里当作动词。表示储备、储存，用法就是 somebody stock something， 也可以搭配 up 表示存满。我妈妈啊，总是将冰箱放得满满的，就可以说 My mom always stocks up the fridge。那下一句 Joanna 听到就说了 ，Oh， it's a plant-based burger， fat 点点点，这是一种以植物作为基础的汉堡。Plant-based, 以植物为基础。这里呢是一个名词加过去分词所形成的复合形容词。因为表示基于的动词片语是 be based on something。现在既然是基于植物，所以我们当然就写成 plant-based。我们介绍一点小常识。Plant-based 是一种只摄取蔬菜、坚果等不希望伤害到动物。所以连蜂蜜的采集过程会伤害到蜜蜂，我们也不吃蜂蜜哦。接着呢，我们到下一个 Joanna 的部分，说明这种汉堡的成分。在第二句中 ，We've hit on the perfect plant， 我们已经找到完美的组合。Hit on， hit 原意是打击 ，hit on 如果后面是加人的话，意思会变成把妹或者泡妞。例如说他呀一直在追我妹妹我们就可以说 He is hitting on my sister 接着在第三句的后半部 Joanna 又说 We add apple sauce to make the burger turn brown when you cook it 添加苹果酱使汉堡在烹调的时候会变成褐色 Turn brown 中的 turn 是当连缀动词表示变成后面呢通常都加颜色或者是天气等的形容词 有变得跟以前完全不同的意思。我们到第四句的地方， Joanna 又解释食谱中包含椰子油等等，在句子中间的后面， To make the texture resemble that of meat， 使口感像肉， texture 质地质感的意思。这蛋糕松软可口，我们就可以说 The cake has a nice light texture。 Resemble 相似，用法是什么呢？很简单， A resemble B， A 跟 B 相似。 Resemble that of meat， 要小心这个 that， 它是代替前面的 texture。如果在同一个句子中重复提到两个相同的事情，就用 that 代替前面用过的名词。当然它如果是复数的话，你就要改用复数 those。 Randy 又问说，那为什么人们要买这种新汉堡呢？ Joanna 继续说，第三句， These burgers allow them to have the best of both worlds。这些汉堡让他们拥有两全其美的选择。 The best of both worlds 指呢在同一个时间内拥有两种情况的好处，翻译成中文就是两全其美。这个安排真是两全其美，我们就可以说 This arrangement is the best of both worlds。 跳到下一个 Joanna 的部分，在第一句后半部， You shouldFollow the approach supermarkets are taking， 你应该仿效超市采用的方法。 Supermarkets are taking 是形容词子句哦，它前面省略掉关系代名词 which， 整句呢它是用来形容先行词 approach。 Approach 当作名词的时候表示方法趋势，那什么事情的方法，我们就可以说 an approach加 to 名词。例如说，老板叫我们再找其他解决困难的方法，就可以说 Go find another approach to this challenge。 以上是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, thank you very much for your precise explanation there, Chinese teacher. But now we've got some useful expressions that we'd like to talk to you about now. Here, the first ones have to do with persuasion, which means you want somebody to accept your idea. Of course, if you're working in sales, you need to persuade your customers to buy your product. So here's the first one. It seems to me that you could try lowering your prices. So you don't want to be too direct with the person you're trying to persuade. You don't want to come out and say, hey, dummy, you should change. Only stupid people would do it that way. You should do it this way. Now, that's not very nice. That's very insulting. You should start off soft. It seems to me, I seem to have this opinion that you could try lowering your prices. You don't have to, of course. It's up to you. But it seems to me, my feeling is that you could try this.
Yeah, it's a very soft approach, isn't it? It seems to me. Or you could just say, if you wanted to be more direct but still try to be persuasive, you might try lowering your prices, you know. It's a little bit more direct. Number two, are you interested in forming a partnership with my company? Maybe after you give your sales pitch, it looks like the person you've been talking to looks quite interested in your product, and maybe you're looking for a partner. So this is a way to give them some sort of invitation without putting them in an awkward position and having to say, no, I have no interest whatsoever in forming a partnership with you. So it's just a soft way to lead into that conversation about maybe joining forces, you know, coming together and having a partnership. Number three is yours, Tom.
Okay, I'll take it. Here it says, have you thought about offering your customers a reward card, a card that they can have in which they can get some kind of reward in the future?
Those are so popular, aren't they?
I've heard of them, indeed. And this begins by saying, have you thought about or have you considered? you could also say. Again, that's being kind of indirect mm-hmm. and not being too direct. You could come out and say, you should offer your customers a reward card. Well, that's kind of strong. It's kind of direct. So here, have you thought about maybe you should consider, it seems to me that you should offer your customers a reward card. And if you're nice and polite like that, they may consider your proposal.
Okay, so here's our discussion question, guys. I'll ask Tom, how often do you eat meat? And how would you feel about a meat-free diet?
Well, I used to be a strict vegetarian for many years, but until recently I just decided to start eating white meat more often. It's just more convenient when I go out with family because they are not vegetarians. I don't really want to eat red meat. I'm not religious or anything. I don't really feel guilty if you kill a cow to eat the meat, but I just rather would not have so much meat going into my body.
Is white meat, does that include pork?
No, it does not. It's usually chicken or fish.
You know, because they advertise pork as being the other white meat.
Oh, wow. Well, they're trying to sneak pork in yeah. on me. I don't want to eat pork because pigs are cute. They wag their tails when you pet them. So I couldn't eat pig meat. It's just heartless to do that. But yeah, meat-free, I have no problem with that. How about you?
Oh, I eat meat quite often. I don't eat a lot of it, but I try to get enough protein, and it's easier, faster if I just eat some meat than trying to find vegetables or beans that I can eat for protein. But yeah, I do like meat, and I'm not sure I would try this plant-based meat that's becoming so popular out there quite yet. It looks a little scary, and I just like real stuff, and this, they've got all these different ingredients, you know. Ugh. Anyway, I bet we've got a lot of listeners out there who have either seen it, tried it, or are interested in it. So keep your eye open. We're going to continue talking about this plant-based burgers and how they're going to test them against other types of meat. But right now, we got to wrap up because time's up. And we hope you'll get a chance to really listen to the listening comprehension questions that we add at the end. You can have a really nice discussion with your friends or your classmates. But that's it for us. We're going to wrap up now, Tom. So thanks for joining us. And we hope you'll come back for day two of this unit. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.